Good morning. It's 9 a.m. I'm Raoul Bro, and this is the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. We're going to start off this hour of the Blues Box with music from the late Albert Collins. He came out of the Houston blues scene back in the 1950s. Here's Collins from a 1991 self-titled release on Virgin Records, Albert Collins doing Traveling South.
Collects my paycheck. She spends them free and wild. She's gotten to the place. She treats me like a child. Look here, woman. That will never do. Now, if that's the way you're gonna treat me, baby, you might as well say we're through. Well, she's gotten to the place. She don't do a thing I ask her to. Shakes a finger in my face and says I'm working just like you. Look here, woman, that will never do. Yes, if that's the way you're gonna treat me, baby, you might as well say we're through.
Mm-hmm. ask her to. She shakes a finger in my face and says, I'm working just like you. But look here, woman, that will never do. Now, if that's the way you're gonna treat me, baby, might as well say we're through. Now, my baby's so jealous, she don't want me to go to work. She raises so much sand every time I go to church. Now, look here, woman, that will never do. Yes, if that's the way you're gonna treat me, baby, you might as well say we're through. That's all, baby. Hey, baby, that will never do. Yeah, baby, that will never do. Yes, if that's the way you're gonna treat me, baby, you might as well say we're through.
Room Full of Blues from their 1994 disc Dance All Night. Room Full of Blues was founded back in 1967 in Rhode Island. They're still at it, been at it for over 45 years. Have just a load of discs and albums out. One of the really, really great contemporary jump blues bands. Before hearing Room Full of Blues here on KRVS, we heard the late Albert Collins. Albert kicking off the Blues Box this morning. Here on Public Radio for Acadiana, Albert doing a number called Traveling South. That last tune was an old Little Milton number. We're going to turn next to Little Milton Campbell. His career started, well, he was originally from Inverness, Mississippi. Had his own band for a while back in the very early 50s. He also worked with Willie Love, the pianist, who recorded for Trumpet Records out of Jackson. In fact, Little Milton's first recording was as a guitar player in Willie Love's band. And about the same time, Ike Turner happened upon Little Milton and introduced him to Sam Phillips in Memphis. Sam Phillips signed Little Milton to a contract, I think it was 1953, and the rest is music history. From 1963, here's Little Milton with Ain't No Big Deal on You.
Hey, when you first put me down, I had the deepest regret, but you just laughed in my face, and that I'll never forget. But I done got over it with no help from you. There ain't no big deal on you. Yes, you had everybody fooled, including me. I was so blind with love for you, baby, that I just couldn't see. But I done got over it with no help from you. Ain't no big deal on you.
Esser Phillips with Just Like a Fish. Phillips' career began back in 1950 in Los Angeles. Johnny Otis recorded her, and her first record was Double Crossing Blues, and that one went to the top of the R&B chart. She had a string of hits her first year of recording. She was like 14 years old at the time, but she ended up leaving Johnny Otis and having problems with drugs really for the rest of her life. She was in and out of hospitals, that sort of thing, and struggled with it. Died at the age of 48, but she was in and out of music. She did have some success in later years. Little Esther Phillips. She was preceded by Little Milton, whom we heard recorded back in 1963, doing a number called Ain't No Big Deal on You. And we turn now to 2003 here on KRVS. Here's music from Teenie Tucker and from her disc First Class Woman.
I feel trouble in my soul. in my soul I feel trouble. In the morning, in the afternoon, late at night I feel trouble. You don't hold me like you used to, baby. You don't love me like you used to, baby. Trouble. You.
This program is sponsored by the Office of Dr. Ann Lorentz Dental Artistry, now offering anxiety-free sedation dentistry. Dr. Ann Lorentz Dental Artistry, located at 101 West Marshall Avenue near River Ranch in Lafayette. The number for more information or to schedule an appointment is 406-1110, online at drannlorentz.com.
Yes, I have to stop running around. Man, you know it's breaking my heart. Yes, I can't afford no liquor. All I can buy is beer and wine. Yes, I can't afford no liquor, people. Is beer and wine. Well, I can't get my baby what she wants, and she stays cross all the time.
From 1958, that was B.B. King with Recession Blues. Well, not too early B.B. King, but very dynamic B.B. King. Before we heard B.B. King, we heard Teenie Tucker here on KRVS. She did a number called Trouble from her disc First Class Woman. We're going to turn next to her father, whose name was Tommy Higginbotham. He changed it to Tommy Tucker, and in 1964, he had a number 11 top 40 hit with this next tune, a really great Jimmy Reed-style shuffle. Here's Tommy Tucker with the original High Heel Sneakers.
Your weak hat on your head. pretty sure you're gonna knock him dead.
Elmore James doing Dust My Blues, obviously a takeoff on an earlier recording he did of Dust My Broom, the one that really made his career. That one was released back in 1951, late 51, early 52. Of course, it was based on the old Robert Johnson tune, I Believe I'll Dust My Broom, that Johnson recorded in 36. Elmore James recorded from, well, the early 50s, I think it was December of 51, his first real recording, up until near his death. In May of 1963, died of a heart condition at the age of 45. He was preceded here on KRVS by Tommy Tucker. We heard Tommy Tucker from 1964 doing the original High Heel Sneakers. You're listening to the Blues Box on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. Right now we're going to take a look at some of the music going on around the area. This evening, Sugar Bear and the Monkey Tangs, as well as a funk band named Rossetti will be at Artmosphere, the modern jazz movement plays tonight at Blue Dog Cafe. T-Birds and the Breaks will be at Blue Moon Saloon. Walter Jr. at Imonelli, Dan DeSandro Trio at the Poor Bar and Winery in River Ranch. Hugh and the Wrecking Crew will play blues at Agave downtown this evening. Jambalaya's at Randall's. Gino Della Fosse and French Rock and Boogie will be at Route 92 in Youngsville. The Sawyer Family plays The Wild Salmon. Kurt Boudreau will be at Tokyo Sushi Live tonight and tomorrow night. And, of course, there are a number of Christmas events going on this evening and throughout the weekend. The Noël Acadien au Village is taking place at Acadian Village, and this will run through December 23rd. Opens up at 5:30 p.m. daily. Also tonight, Chorale Acadien will be performing at St. John the Evangelist Cathedral in downtown Lafayette, and that starts at 7:30 p.m. And this evening is also the 20th Annual Festival of Lights in the Oil Center, all that taking place today. Also, the lighting of the historic Le Vieux Village in Opelousas, that'll take place at 5 p.m. this evening. Tomorrow afternoon, there's a Cajun Jam at Vermilionville here in Lafayette. Also tomorrow evening, Cedric Burnside Project and Maker's Reel will be at Artmosphere. Matthew Babineau plays Blue Dog Cafe. Al Berard Band will be at McGee's Landing. Ronnie Weiss is having a blues jam at Wawee's in Milton tomorrow. The New Moon Review will be at Blue Moon Saloon tomorrow night. Always interesting. And also Jacob LeBlanc with Eamon Thibodeau, Joshua Bellard, and La Recolte Cajun Band will be at Liberty Theater in Eunice. Boss Kloss plays tomorrow night at the Wild Salmon. On Sunday, Caleb Elliott Trio will be performing at the Blue Dog Cafe for a brunch. Also on Sunday is the Pillars of Hope fundraiser, which will be featuring Major Handy and his Louisiana Soul Review, and also the Inner City Blues Band. And that, I believe, starts at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, 4 to 8 p.m. actually. The event will be running, and again, it is a fundraiser. And also on Sunday, Zydeco Ray at Randall's, Gino Della Fosse and French Rock and Boogie at Whiskey River Sunday. Wallace Trahan, Rice and Gravy will be at Vermilionville from 1 to 4 p.m. And let me see, we also have there are more Christmas events on Sunday. Shadows on the Tesh is having a special Christmas presentation Sunday. Also Sunday is a Sonic Christmas Parade here in Lafayette, going from downtown to the Oil Center. And St. Martinville will be having a St. Lucie Festival of Lights on Sunday. And on Monday nights, every Monday night, there's a bluegrass jam at Cité des Arts in downtown Lafayette. Dustin Sonia and Keith Blair play the station on Monday evenings. It's Songwriters Night Tuesday night at Artmosphere and Jazz Night at Bisbano's. Wednesday night, it's the night for the Cajun Jam at Blue Moon Saloon. And on Thursday, David Egan plays at the Acadiana, at Charlie G's. And this coming Thursday at the Acadiana Center for the Arts, Steve Riley and Amamu Playboys will be performing. It's next Thursday and also next Friday. And they'll have a lot of special guests: Sonny Landreth, David Greeley, Christine Baffa, Peter Schwartz, Roddy Romero, Eric Adcock, Kelly Savoy, Emma Young, and others. Again, that's at the ACA. If you'd like more information on that event next Friday and Saturday, you can check it out online at the Acadiana Center for the Arts.org. Music now from a band that probably more than any else in the mid-60s introduced rock audiences to electric blues. They were based out of Chicago. We're talking about the Paul Butterfield Blues Band. Here they are with a number that definitely addresses the birthplace of Paul Butterfield himself, born in Chicago.
You had better get a gun. Well, my first friend went down when I was 17 years old. Well, my first friend went down when I was 17 years old. Well, there's one thing I can say about that boy. He died.
when I was 21 years of age. Well, there's one thing I can say about that boy, he got brave. Someone left to play the game. Well, now rules are all right if there's someone left to play the game. All my friends are going and things just don't seem the same. No, things just don't seem the same, babe.
Stepping up in class, Elvin Bishop from his 1991 disc, Don't Let the Boss Man Get You Down. Before we heard Elvin Bishop, we heard the Paul Butterfield Blues Band here on KRVS, of which Bishop was a part. He was the second guitarist in the band at the time. Bishop, originally from Tulsa, he moved to Chicago in the 60s to go to school and ended up in Butterfield's band. We heard Paul Butterfield on blues harp and vocals doing a number called Born in Chicago. And another member of that band was the stellar guitarist Michael Bloomfield. He was quite an amazing guitarist for his time. He was a lead guitarist in the Butterfield Blues Band. We're going to hear him recorded in 1964 with Charlie Musselwhite on blues harp. Both Michael Bloomfield and Paul Butterfield had serious substance abuse problems, and it led in Bloomfield's case to an early death at the age of 1946. Here he is, Michael Bloomfield, with a number that that Little Walter made famous, a piece called Last Night.
Last night I lost the best friend I ever had. Last night I lost the best friend I ever had. So sad. Well, it's early in the morning. Well, my love, come falling down for you. Well, it's early in the morning. Water
settle the score. Last time I saw Muddy Waters, he said, "Hi there, Nick," and he shook my hand. The last time I saw Muddy Waters, he said, "Hi there, Nick," and he shook my hand. Muddy Waters. It's good to see old friends, because you remember me when I was a young man. Yes, you remember me when I was a young man. I was the king of the Chicago Southside Blues. Yes, you remember me when I was a young man. I was the king of the Chicago Southside Blues. Yes, everywhere I went, there was commotion. Yes, the bitches fighting themselves off with their shoes. Some people thought we was just playing, but we carry the blues every day. Yeah. Some people thought we was just playing, but we carry the blues every day. Yeah. Carry the blues for another generation. Carry the blues for another day. Thank you.
Nick Ravenites on vocals and also on guitar. Harvey Mandel on lead guitar. This track from a 2005 release called Buried Alive in the Blues. The ad hoc group that put this out called themselves Chicago Blues Reunion and consisted of the two above, also Barry Goldwater, Tracy Nelson, Corky Siegel on a track or two, Sam Lay on drums, and a few other artists, most of which had been on the Chicago blues scene back in the 1960s. Before hearing the Chicago Blues Reunion, we heard Michael Bloomfield on guitar and vocals with Charlie Musselwhite on blues harp from 1963 doing a cover of Last Night. Again, Bloomfield had been the lead guitarist in Paul Butterfield's blues band, went on to play with Electric Flag, settled out in California. And for a while, he had a roommate, a young guy by the name of Joe Louis Walker. And Walker ended up playing a lot of blues for quite a while, ended up getting into gospel in the 1980s. And in the 1980s, he also, mid-1980s, he went back to his blues roots and is now a highly recognized blues artist, Joe Louis Walker. We're going to go back to November of 1990 here on KRVS and listen to Joe Louis Walker recorded live at Slim's in San Francisco, doing a number called 747.
Thank you.
Joe Louis Walker with a Huey Lewis on blues harp on that track again, recorded at Slim's in San Francisco back in November of 1990. We're going to break for the news with NPR. That's coming up at 10:01. We'll be back at 10:06, and of course, we'll have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. We started out the program this morning with Albert Collins. We're going to end this hour with Albert Collins. Here he is with a number called Tongue Lashing, Collins on guitar.